We're back, the Fantasy Football Fools.
Week one, baby.
LSL Brandon and Jesse here.
We're so glad we're back. So glad football is back. Feels good, guys.
It's football.
I can't wait to be unproductive for the next 24 Sundays. My wife will love me for it.
So productive.
Well, the great part is that she knew that before you got married.
Yeah.
So like getting married it's like signing, saying like, I accept the conditions of this marriage.
To be honest, I think she loves just having the whole day to herself. So I think she got a win out of that too. So it's a win-win for both of us. And she's a big rooter for all of my fantasy teams, as you guys both know.
Yes. We don't talk about that a lot here, but you know, we have been in a league together for 12 years. Some would say 13, but that's debatable. 12 years.
Only one of us would say 13.
Yeah, and not me.
And it's not any of us.
Not any of us. One person, there was three of us in the league the first year, and then, you know, at least six of us, seven of us ever since. So anyway, I have three wins. Brandon has three wins. That is half of the wins over the past 12 years. Eliseo would say, I can see you want to talk.
I was going to say, I think they can math.
and Eliseo has one win.
I've been cheated a few times, so it's not really my fault.
He has three last place trophies.
That's part of the being cheated.
I have one, and Brandon has zero, right? Yes.
Well, this year's the year.
All right. Today we're going to talk about week one matchups. We're going to talk a little bit about the games, of course, get into our picks. We're going to have five picks of the games, and we're going to see who gets them right next week. And then we'll have our favorite balls to the wall.
Yeah.
It's going to be good times. It's going to be good times. Let's get right into it. Let's start with who do you have first on your board? I think mine's a different.
Yeah, so the Thursday night opener. First game of the year, the Detroit Lions against the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
You know what's great about this is that this is actually not going to be a blowout. You know, the Lions have come a long way in recent years, and I think that they are going to make this very competitive, like more than you would normally think when you think the Detroit Lions. You know, they're actually a contender this year. I think they're going to do well, but they're playing the Chiefs, so, you know, there's that.
I agree. Looking forward to this matchup. A lot of hype around Detroit, right? They're going to be the team to beat this year in the NFC North, which is the first time in forever, I think, that they've been favored in that division. And this is a great first test, right? You're playing the Super Bowl champions. You're on the road. This is a huge test for them. But I am curious to watch their offense perform. Can Jared Goff do it again? Is Amon Ross St. Brown going to catch a ton of balls this year? Jameson Williams out with a suspension. So I'm just curious to see what that offense looks like, and can they maintain pace with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be a better game than people think. The Chiefs are obviously a great offense. They have been, and they're going to continue to be, but the Detroit Lions, like you said, it's a test. It's the first test of how good is this team going to be.
Plus, don't forget that the Chiefs have always been a second-half team, so Detroit can come out swinging, get ahead by 20 points, but if they're not careful, they can lose that immediately. You know, that lead. And so it is interesting because I am for sure thinking that they are going to come out swinging and just try to get it. But they got to remember, even if you're up, that's a good reason to come out swinging as hard as you can, is because if you get a lead, it's going to be harder to just keep that against the Chiefs, you know?
Are we going to pick these games now?
I was going to ask. All right.
Yeah.
Pick them as we go.
Let's pick them as we go. So this one we're going to pick here. And just so you guys know, the line is 6.5 Kansas City. And then the over-under is 54. So we're going to pick just the line, right? We're not going to pick the over-under.
Just the line. Yeah. Who's going first? Well, we'll rotate through, but who wants to take the first crack?
You know what? I'll go first. Okay. Let's do it. I am excited. I think this is going to be a great game. Both teams are going to come out ready to play some football. And I think the Chiefs will win, but not by 6.5 points. I'm going with Detroit on this one. Eliseo, what do you think?
So, like I said, this is going to be a lot more competitive than people think, and I do think it's going to be close. Brandon was saying that they might not keep up with the Chiefs. This is a big test, and it's true. But I think that it is going to come down to the fourth quarter because they will be able to somewhat keep up, even if they're behind by, you know, say 10 points. It's still within reason, you know, to come down to the fourth quarter. So I think that the Chiefs will win, and I do think that I do think that they cover, but wow, I don't know why it got so hard all of a sudden. I'm gonna say that they do cover the six, or is it 6.5? Whatever.
6.5.
Yeah, they cover. They come from behind, but they cover.
Yeah, this is certainly a tough one. I could see both sides. I'm not buying the Lions being a great team this season. I don't think they're quite there yet. They may get better as the season goes along, but give me Kansas City and the 6.5 in this opener.
All right, either I'm going to be 1-0 or 0-1. That's for sure.
We already
those
know.
Are the only yeah, options.
That's how it works. All right. Well,
shout out to Stubbs for always calling you out for those kinds of statements.
Yes, our friend did say his favorite quote of mine is that either they're going to be really good or really bad.
That's
hot takes.
That's better than the 60% of the time it works every time.
Hey, they're not going to be mediocre. That's all I'm saying. It's a boom or bust, right? All right, let's go to the next game here. Panthers and Falcons, the 10 a.m. game. We have an over and under Atlanta by 3.5 points.
This is going to be interesting. It could be fun, but maybe not. Because, I mean, new quarterback, you know, all new team for the Panthers, pretty much.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? So,
all new skill players.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, so what's actually going to happen, you know? It could be really great or it could be really bad. Like Jesse says, you know?
So, I'm excited to see it. As you mentioned, all new quarterback. So we got the number one overall pick, Bryce Young, in his NFL debut. Curious to see what he looks like there. Playing a young and exciting Falcons team. So you have two young teams kind of going at it. I am curious to see what Atlanta looks like. The last three first-round picks, we had Kyle Pitts, number 4 overall. We had Drake London last year at number 8 overall. And then Bijan Robinson this year, number 8 overall. So we're waiting for one of those guys to break out. You know, the hope is all those guys break out. Just a lot of young talent in Atlanta. I'm curious to see what that offense looks like this year.
And it's interesting because both teams are kind of similar in that way where everybody's kind of just new and like, you know, piecing it together. And it's like, we have high hopes for this, but they're both playing a team where it's going to be equally as unimpressive if they're still figuring it out.
But also both of them, in that wide open NFC South we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay and New Orleans. New Orleans probably the favorite there, but again, it's wide open, so this is a big
If one of these teams like surprised everyone and became a Cinderella story, they run away with it because it's just like the chemistry just worked, you know?
Well, I think that's a possibility. I think they're both going to come out rough. I think it's going to be a rough start for both of them, but I mean, look at who they're playing.
That's like the perfect opponent for each of them.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
So I think the Falcons are going to win this one, but the Panthers could easily surprise. So moving on, we have the Bengals and the Browns, Cincinnati by only 2 points.
Brandon.
Oh, you guys are deferring to me early here. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a reason.
I do want to talk. Yeah, I think this is a fun game. Again, a big NFC North or AFC North battle, rather. I think that division's loaded. So you have these two teams. You have the Steelers. You have the Ravens. It wouldn't surprise me if any of those four teams won the division. Obviously, Cincy's the reigning champion from that division. Joe Burrow, though, we saw him get hurt early in the preseason. Hasn't, you know, taken any snaps in a live game since then. We're assuming he plays week one. If he doesn't, obviously we love the Browns, I think. But if he does, again, what does he look like coming back? He hasn't kind of shaken off the rust. And then again, I'm also curious to see what this Cleveland team looks like. Deshaun Watson, has he shaken off the rust from last season, right? He hasn't been good in a few years. We haven't seen him play a lot of good football since, you know, he was in Houston, you know, 2.5, 3 years ago. So I think it's a big opening test for both of these teams and definitely a statement game for whoever comes out on top.
I think they're giving the Browns a lot of credit here, but with Cincinnati only by 2, they're saying they're going to be a great, great team. And the over-under is 47.5 points, so this should be a high-scoring game. I think, again, the Browns are going to have a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the season, especially against the Bengals. But, you know, I don't doubt they're going to be a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I just think that the Browns are going to have a rough start if – if they are indeed the great team that Brandon foresees. I don't see it personally, and I think the biggest difference for me in this game is the defense. The Browns' defense is not going to be good, but the Bengals is. So that's why I'm going to give it to the Bengals.
I mean, 47.5 points, it says that neither of them are going to be good, really.
Yeah, I don't agree with this, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're first up to make the pick. Who do you got?
Here you go. We're picking this game.
Bengals -2 is the line.
Yeah, I'm going Bengals.
Beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and take Cleveland. I mean, yeah. I've been riding them all year. Why stop now?
Yeah, you can.
It's game one, right? We're just getting started. So give me Cleveland +2, but I think they went outright.
Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a great game, as is Mixon. I'm going with Bengals. All right, Jaguars-Colts, another 10 a.m. game. Jacksonville by 4.5. I don't know if that is baked in to Jonathan Taylor being there or not. Over under 45.
It doesn't matter about Jonathan Taylor, I think. It's the Colts still, you know. It's not going to matter. And the Jaguars are, I think, going to be coming in hot, especially against the Colts. You know, new weapons and another leap forward again this year. Easily, Jags.
So, yeah, I think the biggest storyline for me is Calvin Ridley in this one, right? He took last year off suspended for gambling. What does he look like? Is he the Calvin Ridley of old that was a top 10 fantasy wide receiver? That's been the talk of training camp. So that's the biggest thing that I'm watching in this game is what does Calvin Ridley look like in a pretty good Jaguars offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jaguars are going to be a better team this year. They're going to move forward, and they're going to win this one for sure. Buccaneers.
If you play daily, I'd say load up on some Jaguars players.
Yeah, it's not a bad take. Buccaneers, Vikings, Minnesota by 6.
Yeah, so this one, you know, Tampa Bay, not a lot to root for. Obviously, Tom Brady retired, so this is a Baker Mayfield game. And then Minnesota's a team that won, I think, 13 games last year, but they had a negative point differential, so they won a ton of close games last year and then got blown out. So is this the same kind of Minnesota team? Are they going to play a lot of high scoring close games, or are you going to see Minnesota start to blow out some bad teams? I don't think Tampa Bay is very good. So I do want to see, you know, Minnesota get that offense rolling. What does Alexander Mattison look like in his first game as a starter without Dalvin Cook? Does Justin Jefferson just take a step forward from what he did last season? And then what does the rookie Jordan Addison look like? What's his role? So those are the things that I'm looking for Minnesota in this game.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's got a high-powered offense right there. It's going to be hard to stop them. I do think that Baker Mayfield's going to come out and be better than people think, but definitely not anywhere good enough to beat the Vikings here. Titans, Saints. Here we go, Eliseo. Your Saints are favored by 3.5 points, but the over and under is 41.
Yeah, first of all, Saints all the way, but this could be a close game. They could, you know, kind of... It's a high over-under, and I think it could get there easily. But I don't know. The Titans are looking – well, I mean, no. They're good. They're good. And now they don't really have to stack the box – like the defense can't stack the box against the running game anymore because they have DeAndre Hopkins back there now that they have to worry about. A lot of people are down on him, but I think he's still got it in him, you know, and I think it's going to be a really powerful offense. So I think they're going to go at it, but I do not see them being better than the Saints. And Derek Carr's got a chip on his shoulder. I'm really looking for a lot of big things from the Saints in general, not just Derek Carr, but the entire team. And so for me, this one's easy, Saints.
Yeah, so the things I'm looking for here, obviously this is the first game of the three-game suspension for Alvin Kamara. So Jamal Williams, new running back there, does he get, you know, the workload? Do they turn to rookie Kendre Miller? That's something that I'm watching. Also, Chris Olave, I think he's predicted for a big breakout year. Is this going to be the game that he gets going with Derek Carr, who's a good deep ball thrower? Chris Olave, good deep ball receiver. So I think we could see a good connection there. That's the start of something big this season.
You know, I saw a... random enough, I saw a sermon that Derek Carr was doing at one point, and he was
ayahuasca?
Talking about...
Oh, a sermon.
No, he was at a church doing a sermon and talking to the people, and it was just right after, you know, they let him go and everything happened, and he was saying, you know, it's hard carrying a franchise on your back.
Yeah.
And I think that one of two things is going to happen. So if Derek Carr...
It's going to be really good or really bad.
...goes in and he feels like he doesn't have to carry the franchise on his back, I think he's really going to be great. I think if he still has that type of mentality where it's like, I have to be the best. I have to, it's all on me. And there's not, I'm not saying it's not a team mentality, but he just thinks he has to do everything, that I think he's going to be off to a little bit of a rough start. And the Titans are actually still going to be a good team. So I'm interested to see how he comes out, if he's throwing those deep balls to Olave, you know, how the team's going to kind of gel right there. But I think they could be very well. But I think the Titans could also win this one.
I think one more thing, too, that I'm looking at is Michael Thomas, right? There's been a lot of talk about him in the offseason. And we know what he could be. Again, he was you know, the leading target and catcher about 3 years ago, had 140-something catches. So what does he look like? We haven't really seen a lot of him lately, so I want to see how impactful he can be.
All right, next up, 49ers, Steelers.
Yeah, this one's quietly might be my favorite game of the day. I really like what Pittsburgh has done. I think they're a much improved team. It was incredible last season that they had a 9-8 record. Mike Tomlin is the coach of the Steelers for the last, I don't know, 15 years. He's never had a losing record, which is just unbelievable with all the parity in the NFL. So last year, this team starting a rookie at quarterback. I think they started, Trubisky started for them, and then they eventually got to Kenny Pickett. So to have a winning record with those guys at your quarterback, really, really impressive. But this is a big test against a really good team in the San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco is favored by 2.5 points, over under only 41. Yeah, I mean, Niners have a great defense and they got a great offense also. Steelers have a good defense and I think they could have a good offense. This is going to be a good game, I think. And I keep saying it, man, Pickett to Pickens in Pittsburgh.
Triple P.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to be enough to overtake the 49ers. I do think the Steelers are going to be surprisingly better than we think this year. Are we picking this one?
I think we are. I am starting, so I will take... I like Pittsburgh in this one. At home, I think they surprised the 49ers. Give me Pittsburgh plus 2.5 at home.
I'm going to go with San Francisco. I think that they just have that high-powered offense with all those weapons. They have a great defense. I think Brock Purdy is going to deliver, and they're going to cover that 2.5.
I'm with Brandon here. I do think that the Steelers are going to surprise. However, I disagree with them getting this one because as much as you can surprise the 49ers, they're still a powerful offense and a great defense. And I think in the end, they are too much for the Steelers. Going 49ers.
I will say last year, week one, they lost at Chicago, who was even worse than this Pittsburgh team.
Ooh. Cardinals, Commanders, the game everyone's talking about.
Yeah, we don't need to spend much time on this one. Cardinals are trying to lose.
So. They are trying to lose, yeah.
Yeah, Washington by 7 points. The over and under is 38.5.
Yeah, not interested whatsoever in this game. Not just in any game the Cardinals play this year. They're going to be really, 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 really bad.
It's going to be tough to watch these, yeah.
Yeah, and the Commanders aren't great either. I mean, they're supposed to win by 7 points, which they probably will. But it's not going to be the best thing to watch. You know what, though? If you have any Commanders on your fantasy team, now's the week to play them.
Yeah, and I think if you're in any survivor pools, this is a week where I would take the Commanders because you don't want to use them a ton later in the season, but this is a good chance to use them here.
Moving on, the last 10 a.m. game, Texans, Ravens, Ravens by 10 points over and under 44.
Well, unfortunately for the Texans, it's the Ravens, and I think they're ready to go because the last few years have kind of been a hiccup, injuries, a lot of stuff like that, and I think this year they're ready to go. And they're playing the Texans, who have a rookie quarterback, and he's on a terrible team. So that's disastrous news, you know, like for him. Like, that's terrible. And the Ravens, we'll see how Lamar is, but he's got a lot of new weapons there too. Obviously, we know that his favorite is the tight end, but he's got a lot more to go at now. So I'm actually wondering how many passing touchdowns versus running touchdowns he'll have. But either way, the Ravens, I think, are just going to go off. There's going to be plenty to go around for the entire team.
Yeah, I think this was, you mentioned it, kind of the new weapons for Lamar Jackson. And yeah, I'm very curious to see what this new offense looks like. New offensive coordinator and Todd Monken. And then just new weapons, right? They drafted Zay Flowers in the first round. They added Odell Beckham. They obviously have Rashad Bateman still. You mentioned Andrews. J.K. Dobbins is back and healthy. So, yeah, I'm curious to watch this offense and just see how they spread it around in the passing game. Is it all going to Andrews, or how are they utilizing those receivers?
I was
going to
ask, after Andrews, who do you think is going to be the number one?
In this game or this season?
Dude, let's do this game.
Yeah, so my answer for the season would have been Zay Flowers. I think eventually we see him start to take over more of the workload. But in this game, I think we're going to see Odell Beckham.
Nice, nice. I agree. The Ravens have a great offense, better than last year. I think they're going to take a step forward. And, it's the Texans. They're gonna win this one. The first game, and you want to go back up to here to... I'm going to start with this one right here. Raiders, Broncos, Denver by 4 points. Of course, the Raiders are always losing. They always pick the Raiders to lose. Only 44 over and under, though. Both teams are going to be bad, according to this.
Yeah, they're both going to be bad, and one of them has to be worse. And to me, I still have zero hope for the Denver Broncos. And it's not because I'm a Raider fan, because I know they're going to be awful as well. But I don't think, like I've talked about before, I don't think there is saving Russ anymore. I don't think Russ is Russ anymore. And even though I don't like the moves that the Raiders made, because of the familiarity, I guess, with a lot of those people down there now, I do give them the edge over the Broncos.
Yeah, so I think the storylines here, new faces, new places. We got Jimmy G, first game as the quarterback of the Raiders. What does he look like? Sean Payton, the new coach of the Broncos, what can he do? Was the issue last year Nathaniel Hackett and as the head coach of the Broncos, or is it just that you mentioned, is Russell Wilson cooked? So I think this would be kind of a good step in the right direction for one of these teams. As you mentioned earlier, this might be the battle for last place in the West with the other two dominant teams in that division. So again, a good early test. No Jerry Jeudy for the Broncos, so they're obviously missing a big weapon there. Just curious to see kind of what both of these offenses look like with some new faces around them.
I think the Raiders are actually going to surprise in this one. I don't think they're going to be great, but I think they're going to win it because of their defense, oddly enough, because normally we're not talking about the Raiders' defense. But I think it's getting better, and I think the Raiders' defense is going to take a step forward this year. I just don't know about the offense. We'll see how Garoppolo does. Also, the Broncos, I think Russ is going to – it's hard to be worse than last year. I think he's going to be better. With Jerry Jeudy out, they're going to have to kind of reevaluate and see how they're going to run that offense. It'll be an interesting game to watch and see, who's going to get last place in the division there. Next up, Packers, Bears. I think we're going to pick this one, right?
We are. This is another one.
Line is 2.5, Chicago, 44, over under.
This is one of the games I'm most excited for. Second year as, the entrenched starter in Justin Fields, had a big kind of close to the season last year. Can you take that next step with DJ Moore? And also, this is the first game for the Packers in a long, long time without Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback, right? They drafted Jordan Love in the first round 4 years ago. This is his first chance to take over and kind of see what he's learned in the system, sitting on the bench all that whole time. So I'm very curious to watch this team play without Aaron Rodgers. And I actually think they're going to be better than they were last year. I really like... they're just kind of under the radar. They don't have a ton of big name weapons, a lot of young receivers. So I'm very intrigued to watch this game of two kind of up and coming young teams.
Yeah, for me, I think that the Packers are going to be better than last year. I agree with that. But I also think that there's going to be a lot of growing pains along the way this season. And so that could make it for a long season for the Packers. So I don't think they'll be better than last year, but still not a great team. Not yet. They could be, but like you said, a lot of young players. And the Bears, Justin Fields, the end of the year last year, the end of the season, did really great, and I think he keeps rolling, and he's more confident now. He has more experience under the belt. He has an entire camp where he's the number one now. There's a lot of factors there that probably help the team as a whole take a few steps forward again. So I'm going to go easily Bears.
I think the Packers may be better than last year, like you were saying. It's interesting because I think, Jordan Love is going into this saying, hey, I want to own the Bears also. And I think the Bears are like, oh, finally, we can maybe win it. It's going to be a good game. I think these two teams are going to be interesting. And I think the line is pretty close at the -2 right there Chicago. But I do think... that Chicago is going to take this one.
A while ago, I don't remember when, I was telling Brandon, I think I was saying that it would be really hilarious, and I would maybe it wasn't you guys, I don't know, that it would be really hilarious if the Packers ended up winning the Super Bowl right after Aaron Rodgers left, because it would have been the same thing that happened to Brett Favre, right? I don't remember if it was that same first year or second year when Green Bay won after Brett Favre had left, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, totally hilarious. Obviously not a big Aaron Rodgers fans on this podcast. You guys both picked the Bears at home -2. I was on the fence. I think Green Bay's defense gets this done. I think they confuse Justin Fields. I think Green Bay takes a step forward. Again, I think all the pressure's on Chicago. Playing at home, they're expected to make a big improvement this year. You know, Aaron Rodgers is gone. Green Bay's not supposed to be that good. So I like Green Bay with nothing to lose. And so I will take Green Bay +2.
Eagles, Patriots, Philly -4.5, over under 45.
This game's fun, too. I like, obviously, Philly in the 2 Super Bowl last season. Now they go at one of the great defensive minds in the league in Bill Belichick. So all offseason to prepare for them. We talked about this on previous podcasts. The Eagles just basically took the fourth quarter off of every game last year. So I'm curious to see kind of what this offense looks like. No Miles Sanders. You have DeAndre Swift. You have Rashad Penny. You have Kenneth Gainwell. Kind of how does that backfield shake out? Who gets the majority of the work there? And then if, you know, this game is competitive and close in the fourth quarter, what does Philadelphia look like there? So I'm very curious to watch Philadelphia and how they perform, having to play into the fourth quarter more often this season.
I think I don't have their schedule in front of me, but I think the Eagles' schedule is tougher this year. And so I think there's going to be a little bit of a step back. They're still going to be a great team. I think they just may have to play on the fourth quarter and games may be a little bit closer than they were last year. Patriots are not going to be as great. I think this 4.5 is really going to be more like 7.5. And I think the Eagles are going to get it done fairly easy to start off the season here. But they will have trouble throughout the season, I think.
Yeah, I think that the Eagles are really good. And I think the Patriots are actually trending in the wrong direction. And that's because of Mac Jones. I don't think he's becoming the player that they thought he would be or that they hoped he would be. I think he's going in the wrong direction. And I do think that this is actually going to be one of his last shots too. If he doesn't have a good year, I think the Patriots start figuring out what to do after him, because he is not going to be their guy.
And so real quick, you touched on the Eagles' schedule. It is much tougher this year. It doesn't start out too terrible, but here's a 5-week stretch in the middle of the season that's probably as difficult as any in the league. They play the Cowboys at home, and they go at Kansas City, home to the Bills, home to the 49ers, and then at Dallas again. So that's Dallas is bookended by, you know, the Chiefs, the Bills, and the 49ers. So it might be three of the best teams in the league. So that'll be a big, big statement at the back end of the first half of the season.
Got to play the fourth quarter there. Are we picking that game? No, right?
No.
Okay. Dolphins, Chargers. Chargers by 3 points. Over and under 51. I think this is the largest over and under of the week right here.
This is the like, for me, this is a really close one because, you know, the Tua situation, what's going on there? Are they trying to change his style of play, you know, to keep him safer? Like, what is going on out there? And then the Chargers, I feel like that's one of those teams that you always expect good things from, and they keep disappointing. They're kind of like the Clippers are terrible. Never mind. That's a bad comparison. But the Chargers are that way where, like, every year you're like, man, like, on paper, they should be one of the best teams, and then they keep disappointing for one reason or another. I don't know what that is. So because of that, I feel like I got to go with the Dolphins on this one.
Yeah, I think this is a really fun game, too. As you mentioned, the highest over-under of the week, super high scoring. I am curious to watch the Chargers with new coordinator Kellen Moore take advantage of that big arm from Justin Herbert. So I think you see some wide-open offense. I think you see him taking more deep shots. They got a deep receiving core, right? Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Quentin Johnson, in addition to Austin Eckler, who's still going to catch a ton of balls. So I'm really curious to watch how this Chargers offense looks different this year. You know, there's always those jokes about the Chargers, like charging. They find ways to lose late in games. But I think you see a much better offense, much more explosive this season. So I really like the Chargers in this game.
You're taking them with the points?
Are we picking this one?
Oh, I thought we were. Are we not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are. Okay. Perfect. And I think we might have six, but that's fine.
Oh,
maybe I jumped. Who's first here? Me?
Well, I think he already picked. You said Chargers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I said Dolphins. Yeah, I'm Dolphins.
He's going to take the Dolphins +3. I'll take the Chargers -3.
And so I think the Chargers are going to be a pretty a pretty good team. I think they're going to be much better. Justin Herbert's going to be much better than last year. He's going to have the people that are healthy, really. And if they're not healthy, he still has Quentin Johnson. So I think it's going to be a little bit better. The Dolphins, I think Tua has a chip on his shoulder. You know, he's taken jiu-jitsu. He gained some weight. He's I don't know if he's going to run as much, but I think that he really, really wants to win, and he's got that. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game for sure. And I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to think Tua with that chip is going to get it done. So I'm going to take the Dolphins in this one. All right, next up, Rams-Seahawks. Seattle by 4.5 points, over and under 47.
If the Rams offense can get going, this game could get out of hand as far as points wise, you know, because Seattle can throw the deep ball because, you know, he ain't writing back to anybody. He's doing his thing. And on the other end, you got Cooper Kupp back in and healthy, and you know he can score, and he's definitely gonna get the attention. So it's one of those where I think this is just gonna be a loose cannon on both ends. We're not picking this one. Yeah, I think this is just gonna be a high scoring game. So as far as receivers go, the running game, Seattle will be okay. The Rams, not so much. So if you're like thinking about players specifically on this one for points, I would stay away from Cam Akers.
Yeah, I like Seattle a lot, not only in this game, but this season. I think they're actually going to give the 49ers a run in that NFC West. Obviously, the Rams and the Cardinals, terrible teams. So both of those teams are going to, you know, head and shoulders above those teams. I really like Seattle. They've drafted really well the last couple seasons. They're taking a step forward again. If Geno Smith can be solid, I think Seattle takes a big step forward this season. I think they're definitely a playoff team. And I think it gets started with a blowout here against the Rams.
I agree. I think Geno Smith is going to get it done. He's going to air it out, and the Seahawks are going to easily cover that 4.5 and take on the Rams. Don't get me wrong. I think the Rams are going to have some better success. You know, Cooper Kupp and Stafford are going to hook up, but the Seahawks just have too much firepower, I think. Cowboys Giants. This is the Sunday night game. Dallas by 3.5 points, over and under of measly 46.5. It's a defensive battle.
Yeah, well, the Giants gonna keep trending up like they have been last year. Definitely. That's the big question here. Their receivers still are pretty non-existent, except for the addition of the tight end Darren Waller, and he is gonna get a lot of targets because he is the best player they have, pretty much. Barkley's good to go, so that should be some good action there. But the Cowboys do have a good defense, so and they have a pretty good offense too. Hopefully Dak will come out. I was not in midseason form, because then he's just going to be throwing interceptions. So hopefully he comes out fresh and ready to go. And so this could be a fun game. It's probably going to be a little bit one-sided towards the Cowboys, but it should be all right.
Yeah, I think this is a fun one. Sunday night, NFC East battle. Giants, obviously, you know, they won a playoff game last year. I think that was a year ahead of schedule for them. I think this was probably supposed to be their year with head coach Brian Daboll. We saw big steps forward from Daniel Jones last year. As you mentioned, they added Darren Waller to that offense. So I think we still continue to see them take a step forward. And Dallas, again, they struggled last year as well. Dak Prescott, as you mentioned, wasn't as on point as he had been in previous seasons. So, yeah, which Dak Prescott do we get? Which Daniel Jones do we get? I think, obviously, whatever quarterback plays better, that team probably wins this game. But I'm curious to watch both of those quarterbacks and see how they lead those offenses.
And I'm curious to see Tony Pollard in that offense as a full-time 100% back. You know, he's great. I think he's going to be great in this game. I just don't know if he's going to be sustainable the entire season. Same with Barkley. You never know. There could be those injury risks. But, I think both these teams, it's going to be a good Sunday night game, I believe, and it's going to be close. Finally, the Monday Nighter, the one everyone's waiting for, Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, the Bills and the Jets, Buffalo by 2 points, 46.5 over under.
Yeah, so this is the one people have been hyping up, right? Aaron Rodgers' debut, obviously huge. They're in New York. They're playing that game. If he's not there, this game isn't the Monday night game. But because he's there, they're playing this primetime game, week one. By non-fantasy, a storyline I'm watching for, DeMar Hamlin. He's back. He's playing. I'm excited to see that. helping on that defense. But as far as the game goes, again, we talked about Aaron Rodgers. We've seen the connection with Garrett Wilson. Does Breece Hall play? Is he healthy enough? What does Dalvin Cook look like? He hasn't practiced either. He had a separated shoulder that he's working back from. Can the offensive line protect enough to give Aaron Rodgers some time to deliver? What does Buffalo look like? I think, you know, we made these picks a couple weeks ago, and I said they were going to win Super Bowl this year. But are they taking that step forward? Can they bounce back from the tragedy that kind of happened last season and coming back from that weird thing? I love the idea of this game being Monday night, super primetime game. Excited to watch kind of what that offense looks like on both sides.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting for a lot of reasons. And as far as the Jets, I still don't really believe that they were a quarterback away. You know, I still don't see that happening. Like, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade, a huge upgrade for the Jets in that spot. But like you said, the O-line is bad, and that's what I'm afraid of. He did bring over a couple of his trusted receivers who I wouldn't trust, but I guess it's like his security blanket. And then he has that new breakout, you know, young guy from last year. So it's just, I'm curious to see what the receivers can actually do against a team like the Buffalo Bills, you know? And on the other side, you got Buffalo, who's, you know, we all know what happened last year and how terrible that was for everybody. And so I think they, once that happened, I feel like they just kind of lost something, you know, and there was just too much going on. There was a lot in their heads. It was just like a bad time because, you know, you see somebody go down like that and it's somebody that you are around pretty much every day for 6 months out of the year or 7 months out of the year. So it's really hard, you know, so I think this year they come back knowing like, okay, we're good. Now we're complete. We don't have any distractions. We're all good to go. And I think, especially Allen, he's not in the hot seat. He's not going anywhere, but he's definitely like, even if it's just to himself, there's definitely some pressure there because they've been the favorite a few times and they've been around for a while and they just can't seem to get there. So I think that because of the way the season ended last year for them, they're going to come out stronger and more focused. And against the Jets, they're going to wipe the floor with the Jets. I think they're going to come out strong.
I think there's just something missing to that Bills team, and you know, maybe it's James Cook. I don't know. We'll see. They can never just really get there. There's always something there. Did I say Jets team? I meant Bills team. I don't know if I said Jets. Anyway, the Jets. I believe. I worry about the offensive line. I really do. So who's the backup quarterback? Anybody? Anybody know who the Jets' backup quarterback
is? Yeah, it's the guy that was the starter last year.
Zach Wilson, yes. Okay, well, I really worry about the line. I think that Aaron Rodgers is no, you know, young chicken there. So spring chicken. That's going to be the deciding factor, I think. And I think the Bills have a good defense, and he may be under some pressure this game. Don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be closer than you. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think that Aaron Rodgers, you're going to see for some frustration on his face at some point of the game.
I think my favorite part or the thing that I'm looking forward to the most here is actually to watch Rodgers and Wilson to see what's happening there. If they made that connection, if they're, you know, good to go, if he's going to, you know, make him the next Devontae Adams, you know,
they like that's one drive together in the preseason. He caught a touchdown. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's so there. It's like, and there, yeah. I was watching, you know, like Hard Knocks, and on there, Aaron Rodgers was talking about how fast he was. Yeah. He's like, oh man, that kid was like, he basically had to get rid of the ball immediately, which is good because his O-line is terrible.
Yep.
I think this guy broke like 21 miles per hour on a slant. You know, so he's really fast. It's like literally catch the ball and release, which is a good thing. So if those two can connect, they're definitely going to be a lot better. But I still just can't see them beating the Bills, though.
Well, there you go. We got to pick this one. So,
Bills.
Bills. All right. Brandon?
Yeah, I'm taking my Super Bowl champ. Give me the Bills in the battle of the Cook brothers.
You know,
that's cool. I didn't even think
I
about
would,
that.
I would love to take the Jets here to be against you guys, but I just can't do it. I think the Bills got this one. I think it's going to be closer than some people think, but they're going to cover that 2 points, I think, fairly easy.
So here's something too. We just picked six games this week. So is that our new thing now? We got our pick six or a six pack. We got a cool name to it. Maybe we just do six games every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? And do our six pack. Yeah.
Bud Light or somebody wants to sponsor us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We got a segment for you.
We're willing and open to negotiations.
Yeah. Pickens to Pickett in Pittsburgh. Pickett to Pickett. What?
Why are we still saying that? I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know. I'm just naming weird stuff. All right. Moving right along here. We have one more segment to do. Are you guys ready for this one?
Ready.
Coming at ya!
Always ready.
Right.
Did you mean to do that, or did you just
press
the wrong button?
I don't think you meant to do that.
Definitely press the wrong button.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But always a good one. Always a good one.
Here we go.
Balls to the wall. Here we go. This is where we pick a player that's going to go balls to the wall, go crazy, go off for week one for your fantasy team. One player, we're going to pick the player, the yards, the touchdowns, whatever you want to do. Who wants to start us off here?
I can go first. This guy was okay last season. I think he's going to be much better this year. It's the year after the ACL injury. Again, we talked about this matchup earlier. We think this team's going to absolutely dominate. So I think he's going to rush for a ton of yards late in the game after he's already scored two touchdowns. So give me running back on the Ravens, J.K. Dobbins, 120 yards and two touchdowns.
Woo! Got it right there.
All right, mine's better. Yeah.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Okay, so mine, I love this matchup, and it's one of them rookies, Jordan Addison. I think he's going to come out strong, and, I mean, obviously, you know, he's got a lot of competition there, but because they're playing against Tampa Bay to open up, and because he's, like, the new toy, and he could be the next Thielen, I think he is going to be targeted in the red zone. So I don't see a lot of yards coming his way, but I do see some scoring. So I'm going to do 67 yards with two touchdowns.
That's a good fantasy day. That's a good. So what is Justin Jefferson going to get?
He's probably going to get three touchdowns. It's Tampa Bay, man. Yeah.
Nice. He's going to get.
Yeah. All right. Mine is someone who I've been talking about a little bit. If you've been listening to the podcast, somebody who I believe is going to do
Prescott
really well this year.
Geno Smith.
I think that he's going to have a wonderful week one. And, you know, Brandon kind of hit it on the head there. Missed the drop, of course.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
There we go. Mr. Geno Smith. He's going to come in hot. You ready for this? 347 yards and four touchdowns. Week wow. one. You can get him in the 12th, 13th round, something like that. He's going late. He's going to do great. And that's all we got for you.
Jesse picked a side. You know, instead of being like, he could be really great or he could be really bad. He's like, he's going to be really great. And he's stuck with it.
He could be really bad too.
Well,
not against the Rams. They're yeah. terrible.
Yes, exactly. That's why he's going to do all that fairly quickly and they're going to run the ball. All right. We are on X, formerly Twitter, at Fantasy Fools Pod. You know, give us some questions. Let us know what you want to hear. You have two players you want to pick.
Talk some crap.
Yeah, of course. We're here for it, you know. Visit us on our website, thefantasyfootballfools.com. You can get all the podcasts there. You can get our rankings there. And you know what? Until next time, don't be a fool.
Stay in school.
Pickett to Pittsburgh and Pickens and Pittsburgh and Pickett and Pickles and Pittsburgh.
And half the time he can't even say it. He's like, pick, what?